Okay, let's learn. Look at the Mishnah over here. We're not going to be able to get through everything in the Mishnah. Let's try to focus on some main points over here. So your Mivarach HaNikar and your Parts of the Tevela. So in a case with some Oriv, even if they're separate, still it works. So the Mishabur says, you have one scenario which is that there's two together and one of them is clearly a tuffel, is coming to be Mesakin, the first one. I feel a Shneim Ikarim. So, or they're both Ikrim, but since they're a Tarubis, so they're Din of Roiv. And I mentioned to you the Mishabur before in the Sharatzin and Kuf and Reish Ches. What was that? Lama Zalad, or was that Sharatzin? Lama Dal, right? She says the reason why that's true is because Ruba Kakuloi. And he's Miyachas at Tilagoin. Well, the Goyin's lesson over there is that the one which is Roiv is considered like it's Be'en, which means the Mi'ud is like it's not Be'en. Now that's like it's much more sort of grow. That's not Mukhuk the grow, but that's much more sort of grow. So they have two scenarios. You have a scenario where one of them is the tenth clearly is Iker and Tafel. So that's very good because there's Iker and Tafel, Be'etzem. Right, so that's one type of Iker and Tafel. So Mishabur really over here in the first Mishabur really gave us the two very general categories, Iker and Tafel. One of them is when one of them is clearly functioning as a secondary function. Or you have a case where it's a Tarubis, and since it's a Tarubis, it's one unit. You only make one bracha, one unit. So those are two different swaras. That's in the two different swaras. Right.
Can you apply the Hachshira in a case when it's a Tarubis?
Yes, you could.
The Roiv is the one which is the Machshira.
Well, he's going to get to that now. Let's one second. Now, then he says, "Kosh kosh is reish ches tzivzai." I feel a comment even though they're visible, etc. Gam basarayv, nami basarayv as linen. Okay. And then he gives an example over there on the Purim. It's fine. Miu calls that dafkik shneim who davar chashiv. Ha imecha mehem eno davar chashiv. Avshu haroyv batuhu lagabi hamir chashiv duhu eker. So that now the definition of chashiv over here doesn't necessarily mean standard chashivas. It means in this achila. That's not the primary food. That's not the function. So I don't have a problem when you have a teruvis. The insignificant one is the roiv. So that's okay. We had the case over there of the person's having shemen zayis and he's having a nigrin. It's for a fuwa. So make kavanas for the shemen zayis. Even if that nigrin is the roiv, mishmer came out. You would make a bracha repio eitz based on the shemen zayis, even though it's the miyad, because the ikar kavanas is for the miyad, not for the roiv. Right, so that's this idea. So in a case where it's a mishamish, so in that situation, the anigrin is a mishamish to the shemen zayis. It's that's what's facilitating. I can't have shemen zayis without a anigrin because it's mazik. But my kavod is not for the anigrin. My kavod is for the shemen zayis. So the anigrin there is coming as an enhancer to the shemen zayis. That's the Mishnah Berurah's yisrael. Now, he says over here, even in a case where it's anigrin, he points out that. That he brings from the Chayolim, that the Chayolim says the case of the Nikah Kolechad B'thniyatz, the Sharatzin and Beis, you make two brachas, and he says some of brachas lahakum. He's not being makriya connected to the Chayolim Lagam, he's just saying some of brachas lahakum. Okay, I do want to point out that there is. You know what? Hold that second. Okay, now, I already got a few people asked me that how does this stem with what he had over there in Kuf Samach Ches? Where he said that you make two brachas, right? Kuf Samach Ches and end of Samach Ches. So he brought the Magen Avraham that we saw at the end of the Siman in Yubeis, in Beis Yubeis. Then the end of Beis Yubeis, Magen Avraham. He brought that Magen Avraham over here in a case where you have the Merkachas. And you have the biscuit, and the biscuit is a tasty biscuit. So, if your kavod is for both of them, gam shvila achilas hadubshanim, v'meila hema yikur mavarachalim bremen mizonis upatzim rikachas. But that's the Talmud case where they're baked together. They weren't baked together. So, kavanas lechol shneim, you make two brachas. So, why over here does he say that you only make one bracha? So the chiluk is Pekar Pashat, and the Mishmur says Pashat, right? Remember, that's the Mishmur says Pashat. That over here it's a Teruvus, over there it's layers. They're very distinct. They're mamash. It's not even. Mishmur says, even though they're visible, you can see them distinctly, but the mice, it's a Teruvus. Since the mice, it's a Teruvus, it's one food. So you make one bracha. Over there, it's layers. It's not one food. What makes it one food? See, if you bake it together, that makes it one food. If you didn't bake it together, so it's two layers sitting on top of the other. So a person takes a cracker and he puts a piece of cheese on top. Oh, it's one food. No, not. It's a cracker with a cheese on top. So you need two brachas. See, if you're kavana, he says, and then he was saying, if you're kavana, it's malapis. The reason why you put in the cheese there is because you don't even malapis the cracker. Good, so that's poshut. That's our first din. That in a case where one of them is clearly secondary, so it can be secondary because the case of the Gemara, he needs it, shouldn't be mouse. Said, Mama, it's kind of functioning as bread. It's like we coined the phrase, it's a salt reduction agent. Right? So you don't make a bracha. Good. We had a case where it's you use it as an ingredient for flavor. Right? Lahatim, it's for flavor purposes. You can have a case where it's a malapis. You enjoy having a little bit of cheese with your crackers. So the point of the cheese is to malapis the cracker. It's lav dafka mizan. It's even true by I mean, I hold in mikadoma and rice cakes. It's true by rice cake also. It's two different foods, but one of them is a malapis. But let's say it's not a malapis. I want both of them beaker. So why is it one food? It's a piece of cheese and it's a cracker. It happened to be, I'm eating them together. That's not called one unit that gets one broth. So that's what the Mishabur is saying over there. Now, there's interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav. Even eating a basachos, you'll separate them, make separate brachas. But mice, it's not one unit. Now, there's interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav and Reish Beis and Sif Yud Gimel. He says. And then he drinks. The case over here was a case of a soup with the mezonos in it. Like make two brachas and then eat both of them. That you don't do. You do one at a time. Okay. Right. Then he said like this. I'm looking for over here. No, you know, I'm looking for Reish Dalet. Reish Dalet is Zion. So he has his Merkachas. Imloni Special Yachav, Irvim Lachlan Yachad. And Hochanach or Roiv. A circle of Borach Oshneim. And the Kanechamim, Iker, Etzler, Rashen, Elam, and the Sakin. The case where both are Iker, even if it's a Teruvus, he holds you make two brachas. Because unless they're cooked together. So he agrees that this Musa, the Mishapur is introducing in Kufus Amachez, that cooking it together, Taka makes it into a unit. But he takes that concept beyond what we're saying. It says, even if it's a Teruvus, you're going to make two brachas. So, right? Because it wasn't cooked together. Mishabura says, no, the case where it's a tarubis, it's a tarubis. Right? The case where it's not a tarubis, so it's taka distinct, the mamash separate, so then if you cook it together, you cook it together. If you didn't cook it together, so could taka be foods. If you eat one as a mashamish, okay, unless, he says, elim kein echemim ikiretz lo v'sheni elo lasakin lahakshar achilas tabeirot. So even in the case where these special, that you don't need these special. The case where it's both of them recorim, and it wasn't his bashal. He says you need two brachas. So that's the Mishabur and Kufsa Meches. The Mishabur says, but the Mishabur over here makes sure the same. But if it's a taruvis, it's a taruvis. It's one unit. You can only make one bracha. That's what he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He doesn't mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav Shita here in Reish Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Reish Yud Beis adds a knech. Where is it? This So he agrees that there's such a, there's a scenario like that over here. The shaila is, he seems to say if it gets a shem echod, that becomes one unit. So an interesting question, you know, what would he hold by, let's say, a fruit salad? You call it a fruit salad. You call it a combination of all the things together. So how far you take that idea? Is there such a swara like a shem echod type of a swara? But the bottom line is because it becomes a unit. Now the Mishnah over there said dafka it's nefer yachas. Is it dafka fia, or is a fia exerts the cost of a fia? The problem of fia is a pshat hechatim, so where mamish becomes fused together and it functions as one unit, right? So. So a person having a chocolate-covered almond, you didn't cook it. You don't have to cook. Chocolate can melt below the temperature. It's a lettuce, but it wasn't cooked. It wasn't luckily cooked. You melted the chocolate and you poured it on top of the almonds. So is it one unit or not? So do you make two brachos or not? Say, well, it's layers, you know, right? It was cooked together. I mean, there's the almond and there's, you make a brittle. You put a layer of peanuts and you pour chocolate on top. Right? It's two layers. Mamash two layers in that case. Mamash visible is different layers. So it's one, and you cut it a piece and you eat it. Right? You make two brachos or not? Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't cook it together, but you fuse it together with heat. If it wasn't cooking, a lot of food. What about you freeze it together? So the pasha l'charis lav dafka cooking. So the question is, so well, what's with ice cream sandwiches? So, I mean, you might be frozen together, right? So, so Moshe comes along and Moshe says that this, the ice cream sandwich is only because he holds the case was that the real ichor was the ice cream. But the mice, you like the wafer also. Since it's mezonos, so now you have to make two brachos. Means he's in a case where they'd be equal, the ichor, you could just make a mezonos, because taka is one unit. So, like this, he's mechadish in a case where the guy says, listen, I'm not really, my goal is the thing together is to make a mezonos. It's one thing. But if my goal is really the ice cream, so really the mezonos is coming lahakshir. Since the, so normally that we say okay, but the maestro says, do you want the mezonos also? You make one brocha, you make a mezonos. Mm-hmm. Over here, because there is an element of being nifrad, so you make two brochas. What? Karger Moshe says that in the case of the nut, if you're interested in both, he holds it. If you're interested in both, there's no mezonos over there. And you're interested in both, you make two brachos. He holds. I have no problem with that because he says you make a shahakal on the chocolate and the eitz and the almond, which because he takes a minute of saying a shahakal on chocolate so far that you do that. I would have said you make an eitz.
Does it have to be bonded together at all? That's the thing. Like, it has to be together. Like, stuck together. That's together. Like, if we're not using together.
Let's say I sit down to supper, and I like eating my food. I like getting my food together. Right. So I cut all my chicken to little pieces, and I cut my salad to pieces, and I have the pieces of, let's say, if I could have potatoes, right? I can't, but let's say everything's little pieces, and then I put all together in my mouth. How many brachos did I make? It wasn't the rubus. Well, I put chicken there, the potatoes there, and the salad there. I ate them together. So you still make three brachos. It has to be that it became, it got a shame, one Michael.
So the same thing would be like if I put, like, let's say, fruit in jello, even though it's not cooked, but it's like...
Yeah, so that's one thing, yeah.
Why does it remember you make two brachos in the net, according to what we're saying?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. The tshuva is a very short tshuva.
What about yogurt that people put, like, crushed up Oreo inside and mix it all together?
So there's a terubis.
So
this is all a discussion where Betzim is not a terubis.
Right.
Betzim is layers. So Betzim, they look distinct and different. But the case where it's a terubis, it's a terubis. Right?
And it doesn't differ between freezing or congealing or cooking.
What, if it's a terubis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
You don't have to do anything.
No, let's say it's layers. Like gel, let's say it's layers. The bottom is like fruit.
No, because we're asking two more questions at the same time.
I'm asking where it's actually mixed together.
It was actually mixed together. I don't have to do anything. It's I take a fruit salad. I didn't do anything. It just mixed it.
Yeah.
But it's a fruit salad.
Right. Well, we're saying that
but in a case where it's not mixed together, even it's layers, but if they're fused together, it's one thing.
Right.
It's not jello and fruit, it's fruit infused jello, or jello infused fruit. It's one thing.
So what bracha would you make on that?
So it depends what the ikur is by you.
Well,
I should make
it
a shahaka.
Would be the rhyme in that case?
Jello.
No.
With fruit on the
mind. If the person has it, rhyme is only used after the person has it, no kavan. Says, what's your goal over here? I really like having a little bit of fruit in my jello. But my goal is to have jello with a little bit of fruit. See, even if the fruit is more than the jello, it doesn't make a difference. Rav is the only case where I don't have any specific function. It's not, A is not coming to be Mishamish B. A and B are both ikar b'mi. Then there's a din of Rav. Rav only plays a role once you get all kavan out of the table, off the table.
So Rav, then we said by yogurt with crushed up Oreo, it would be Mizonos, because Kol Sheishbo, and he's still getting benefit from the
right.
Oreo.
He would make a shakal on the yogurt.
But you would have to make a mezonos also on the Oreo.
No, it's okay. No, it's, in case you crush it up, if you're really interested in the flavor of I really want yogurt, mm-hmm. and I just enjoy the yogurt with a little bit of flavor of mezonos, so then you make a shakal. But I'm interested in the mezonos as mezonos, so then you just make a mezonos, because it's a terubis, mm-hmm. and the mezonos is the ikar. Mezonos can be a mishamish also. Mishamish will override kol sheyesh bo.
Even though it's giving sweetness and texture, and he's getting a little bit more hana from the getting filled up on the Oreo.
Correct, but if
mezonos.
I'm saying if the mezonos' purpose is lahatim or lahakshira, lahakila. So that the Rambam says that then, if it's lahatim lahakshira lahakila, you. What was the lashon over there? The Rambam says if you put it like ladabkoi, lemara or litseva, so that's there's no din of kol sheyesh bo, right? So, but in the case you put it there lahatim, it was lahatim atavshel or lisad olev, right?
So then it becomes mezonos, the yogurt.
This is the hatim.
Or yeah, hatim and mezonos.
You
could also get a little bit more full on the yolk, on the mezonos. What? He's having texture. He's having mamashos in his yogurt because he wants. He doesn't want just yogurt. He wants that
texture.
Get a little bit more full after.
But texture would be the dubbing.
So people have those Chobani things.
No, but texture would be the dubbing. No?
Yogurt.
Well, texture would be the dubbing, no?
No, why is texture the dubbing?
I still think if I mean again I don't people read people's minds. If you really your goal is to eat yogurt, and you like having this, it's like a malapes.
So it's the malapes the shakal?
Yeah.
It's the hatim, no?
Isn't it lahatim? Lahatim means the pshat is I have a food. I'm making a recipe, and the mezonos is there for the purpose of flavor. So that means the mezonos is part of the recipe. I already have a food. I already have the food. I have yogurt. My goal is to eat yogurt. I want to add this that the flavor the yogurt tastes better. That's not that mezonos over there can't overtake the make a broch on the yogurt. Now I'm asking. So change the scenario. Person sits down with the chicken soup and croutons, right? So a person, Chaim Dobin holds and a person sits down to a salad and he has croutons, not the mini croutons, the regular croutons. You should wash and say, I might see, because it's bread, right? It's there for flavor. No, teretz is about your goal is a salad. And you like to have a little bit of extra crunchiness, etc. It makes the salad more fun. But your goal is the flat salad and not the croutons. So the croutons are there as a mishamish. So then you make a broccoli l'hadama on the, right? So I say, I love croutons. I love the, I can't, and a chalam, you should watch, right? Or the same as honest, whatever you hold the croutons are. That's, you know.
Why didn't the Rambam use a lashon of mishamish if it's coming to mishamish?
He's told me it's a recipe. So in a recipe.
Right.
The croutons wouldn't make any broccoli at all. Just to
correct. So now let's go to soup. So I go to soup. So most people, the mice, so they their issues are the croutons by itself. They like the croutons, right? So
like a challenge with barley.
So no, that's cooked together.
Another world.
Right? It wasn't cooked together. This dinner was not cooked together. Does it become one food or not? So what am I doing? So I said even if it's, I put some croutons on top. And there's a layer of croutons on, and there's soup on the bottom. The croutons float for the most part. Mm-hmm. So it's layers. There's a layer of soup distinct from the layer of croutons. All right? No, I'm a kid and I put so much croutons that the thing is full of croutons and there's no room for the soup. All right? So what bracha do you make? Chicken noodle soup, right? So you know there's like three noodles sitting in it, you know. So they can say they serve your chicken noodle soup in the restaurant, right? Or no, it's full of noodles, right? The different scenarios. If it's full of noodles, you make a mazonos. Out of your kavanas for the mazonos, you want it to eat it together, and you make one bracha. That's cereal and milk. It's the flesh version of cereal and milk, right? And a person just has a few of them, so they're distinct. The soup is distinct from the croutons, right? Now, Shaul, do you make a bracha on the croutons at all? Well, the croutons are clearly nicker. And you are interested in the flavor of the croutons because you like the flavor of the croutons. So you make a mazonos. I just like the croutons. It makes my soup more crunchy. Whatever, right? Right? That's the case over there by the salad. So I'm not really interested in croutons at all. Croutons are a hechatim, so they enjoy my soup better. So then it's a mishamish.
This will apply also if you have some leftovers or croutons, like you have to make separate breakfast?
You have leftovers, you eat them by themselves. You have to make a mazonos.
Why is it different than the yogurt?
What?
Why are there croutons?
Because I like people like croutons for croutons. They're not putting in there just to get add flavor to the soup. If the person is doing it just for the flavor, you just make the shakal.
And if they're adding the Oreo to get more full while they're eating the yogurt,
so then Pasha, you have to kamazonis.
On everything in a cupboard, he doesn't need to make a separate shot.
That's the Pasha's yeah.
I thought that might see can't become butter unless we had this kind of stages of that it's mukha, that it was there. If the salad croutons are mighty, are we saying they make just
that's so it can be butter, right?
It can be butter.
Yeah.
They have a clip bar that have actual pretzel pieces like inside separately that they fuse together. It's a chore about pretzel pieces.
So it's fused together. So,
so,
to
make it mazonos. Just doing it for the crunch, you just make shakal, or you have to make.
Well, the other part, you didn't fuse it. They fuse it together for you. I'm sure it's an integral part of the thing. So, I mean, there's your interesting question. This is a big shot of machlokas, but what's the love of licorice? Licorice is actually, there's a shot in the beginning of Reish Ches, which handles a shot in the case where the mazonos is ladabek, but it's the road. Normally the case is, the Kiddush is koshiesh boy. Right, so even though to me you'd still make a mazonos, but not if it's ladavik. What about if it's the rive and it's ladavik? So Sharatzin over there said that's not mukhruch, what the loch is. He brings the sheikh over there and says that you still ignore the mazonos, and that's not mukhruch. It sounds like he's learned that you make a mazonos. But licorice, the goal of the flour in the licorice is to make the licorice edible, but it's the cloud not coming for mazonos purpose. It's the only way you can make licorice is by adding mazonos, but it's really there lahakshir the other flavor, right? But the mice of the mazonos is the rife.
Can we learn that from Pirish Kadesar? That's again the size of the bread never mattered, but well, so we see that
an absolute tuffle. It has no function at all. Over here, it's part of the recipe. I push needed it in the recipe.
Should
I can't. The food won't be a food without the recipe.
And that wouldn't be true by Pirish Ganesh. I mean, it's mazik. I mean, it's, yeah, it's mazik.
Over there, I'm not eating it. Recipes and it's two different dinim. Here I'm making a meichel. What's the meichel? The meichel is a combination of the mezuzah and something else. The mezuzah is into meshamish something else. It's not. Meshamish is not the same thing as the case of the more of topaz. Pas, it's a posh, it's a tofel gum. I'm adding mezuzahs for flavor. It adds flavor. I add fruit for flavor. It adds flavor. It's not the it has a value. It's a value part of the recipe. I need it for the, but the goal is not in itself. It's for something else. That's a mashamish. Oh, but that's not even mashamish. It's less than that. It's mamash irrelevant. Okay, so the original psak and licorice when they first came out was the mezonos, and they changed it back to shahakol. The pre chodesh discusses some type of a michael like that. They used to take, they took flour. And they took wine and they would boil the wine down till it came like almost like a licorice type of thing. It was, you know, it wasn't licorice, but it was flat, became like a food. But the ikar kavanah was for the yayin. I'm not interested in eating flour. My goal is to have yayin, but it was a way to have congealed wine. So the flour was there, but it was rife. So he says you make a mezonos, but the most place can argue on the pre-chodesh. That's the assumption, is you make a shahakol in that case. Okay. Okay, we are not going to get finished over here. Okay, no, yeah, well, I'm not, it's up to me. I'm fine with that. If they became liquid, different story. Now. So the Mishnah Berurah adds a Tanai that it has to be that your margish tam dogam, the Sharatzian involved, you have to be margish tam dogam afiv. You have to be able to taste it. If you can't taste it at all, it's bottle. If it's a davik ba'alma, it's bottle. The Rambam adds if it's for tseva. Or for Mara, if it's for Mara, or for smell, for Reah, so it's bottle. What about if it's to give volume? Right? Hamburgers, right? You mix in, your mother never told you what she mixes in a hamburger, right?
No.
Right? So you can have straight beef hamburgers are hard. Right? You add in some flour, you add in some breadcrumbs, you know. Right, then you make it. It's not a ladabik. You can make a ladabik without it. You don't need the flour for the ladabik. You can add, if you add eggs, it sticks together. I know because I can't have flour. My hamburgers have nothing else in them but
beef.
Right. But it adds value. It softens it. So that's also called a mashamish. So the bracha is still a shahag. So you don't make them. If you're making mezonos on your hamburger, you're really obviously the situation in the house needs some.
Yeah, it looks like schnitzel.
Now schnitzel would be addressed by the pashtus. Schnitzel is one food. It's two layers. Let's say a thick layer, right? There's the chicken. See, if it's just a little bit on top, the person can say even though it's adding flavor. It's clearly coming as a mashamish to the chicken. That's like the case of so the bracha is you make a bracha on the chicken, you make a shahakol. But you have a thicker layer, really you're just sitting in you enjoy the flavor of the mezonos, you know, the coating. So you can't just make a shahakol. So but do you just make a mezonos? So Pasha Kornim Shibur over there, even if it's layers and they're distinct, but since you baked it together, you cooked it together, it's one bracha. So the bracha would be mezonos on that. That's the pashas. Some pashas suggest that you should really separate them, eat them separately. If you eat them separately, you make two brachas. Right? Okay.
I'll take it.
Rav Yirmiyahu was thrown out of base matters. You know that. Those are hard questions. Okay. Now he said, even if you kolech levado, ben sharech leikur the tovel bevasachas, or the ikur tchila, and then the tovel was afterwards. He gave an example of the dag maliach, and he gave an example was that he ate dag mosuk, something mosuk beforehand, and then he ate the dag maliach afterwards. So the Shart Zion says in some cotton tests, why did he say that case? Because it gets involved in the that's what the Taz learned, because the many Achronim disagree with that. That was the whole discussion we had when we learned the Magen Avraham. Good. I'm not going to repeat myself. Mashayim who toiv lechol gam pas gamkein, even though you did with the maliach, which is very common, so then part of the pas will become the ikur, and the maliach is malapis. Kim b'shu tofel, if you look shalhoya tofel lefana b'shas achilas ikur, im ha yudaita b'shas bruch lechol gam tofel, or shadarkir b'kach lechol tofel achra p'rter tofel gam. Now, the reason why Shabur is stressing this, right, is because there is a shita in Achrayna which says that if it's not lefana, it doesn't work. Even if you have das. We saw this same argument before, right, in Reish Vav. There's a sheet that says you need das to lefana, right? But there we pass it over also that das works. So over here also, das works. Even though it wasn't lefana, das works. You plan to have the tofel. Or he adds darke bekach. That was the chiddush of the shloah. Now the Mishnah never discusses. It's an interesting case. So let's say a scenario. So the bracha shehakol. So let's say the food was a mazonis, the tofel was a mazonis. So what's the bracha achrona? So you make a bracha achrona on the ikur and pass the tofel. Let's say there was no, you didn't have a shear of the ikur. You had a shear of the tofel. So the tofel was a mazonis, you had a shear of the tofel. Right? You didn't have a shear of the ikur. So if you had a share of the ikur and the brecha achron and the ikur is brehman and mazonis, is brehna foshes, you'll pater your tofel, which is the mazonis, with the brecha of the brehna foshes. But now you make a brecha on the tofel, which is mazonis, but you made a shahakal on the chalkiva, this scenario. Pasha, you'll say brehna foshes afterwards. Right? As much as you're saying the tofel, and it doesn't get a brecha brehman and mazonis at the beginning, it doesn't get a brecha b'al hamichya at the end either.
It'll combine to the ikur.
Can it be misdarf to the ikur? Could be misdarf to the ikur then. Yeah, male can be misdarf to the ikur. Well, that we saw even if you could be half a kazayas of mazonas and half a kazayas of brenna foshes. The Magen Avraham said misdarf to say brenna foshes. The Magen Avraham beginning ratios, right? Now. So this is an easy case. Now, the fascinating case which the place can handle. What's the status of ice cream in halacha in regards to being a michael or being a mashka? Nafkamina. Well, one nafkamina is that you have to wash when you eat your ice cream together with the mazonos, because it's davar shetipul b'mashka. Another nafkamina is what's the shear for the bracha achrona, revius or kazayas. Another nafkamina is what's the shear's man? Is kadeshi v'spras or kadeshi v'revius? Okay, yeah, you never thought about it, right? What? So the Mishnah Berurah, back in Hilchos Nechil Sedayim, talks about Mayim Koresh. He says Mayim Koresh, where is it? Not Mayim Koresh, yeah. One of the Zion mashkim is Dvash. So he says by Dvash, here is it. It's a cut in Yudalit. Kufnut Chas Yudalit. Tells the person, Kol mashkim shnikru shuben al yedei bishul ben al yedei sino ashen lehem tefecha manas latviach luchashibi mashkim. The das ha'toyser, if you look closer, when you mucha achar kach, zulus yayin or mayim. V'hudin cholov shenikba k'shechazan imurcha chashibi mashka. So pretty clearly, Mishnah Berurah, once it's frozen, it's not a mashka anymore. So right now it's an oichel. So very good. You did it as an oichel, so the shir bracha karna is a kazayas, k'echilas pras. You don't have to wash your hands.
What about when it melts?
Right? So he says that yayin, mayim, or milk, when it melts, becomes a mashka again. So if you have part of ice cream, which is melted soybeans, whatever it is, right? You know, so it's my, so it, once it was an oichel, it remains an oichel. Right? But but if you have milk ice cream, which is made out of milk, right? And it's, so now it's a mashke. So I'm having mezonos with my mashke, with it, right? Right? So the car you'd have a chiyuv to wash. Without a bracha. Now he said like this. Merkachas ha-matukim b'dvash. So what about honey? So if the honey is korish, asheh b'heb t'vech ha-manas ha-tviyach, it's, you don't have to wash. If the vash is not korush, so the Taz says it's called a mashke. The vash is one of the dine mashke. Aye, the vash is somewhat hard. It's called a mashke. Magen Rama says no. L'chilo shimi mashke kimin sh'omid the vash is zeh l'chilo l'lamashke shem oichol olav. Chayyadim kikri like this. If when you bought the vash, it had shaiva in it, it had the beeswax in it. V'tichol amanas, they use it for the purpose of making a food. And everyone's a mashke. Because you bought it, it was still a moichel. It had the, it's not a mashke, you can't use it yet. The way they get it out is they heat it up, and the wax softens, the honey flows, the honey softens, and you filter out. And then you use it immediately for cooking. So it never was a mashke. But if you bought it already, that it was already made into, you need till sidayim, even though later on you use it as for food. If you eat it with a fork, you're good to go, fine.
Isn't the dark ice cream not eaten with the hands?
So, okay, so I have a ice cream cone, right? Right. If you eat it with a cone, even if it's on your hands, I mean, I can't deal with it. But that's you know, I'm the funic who eats pizza with a knife and fork. I'm not sure. So a person has an ice cream cone, the ice cream cone melts. So forget about washing. So what's the shiur of bracha achrona? So Rambam says few scenarios. So Rashi says the ice cream is the ikar. But since the mice is the mazonos, you have to make a mazonos also. You make two brachas. If you make a bracha achrona on the ice cream, so if you deal with it as a liquid, because it's starting to melt, etc., you deal with a liquid, so Riyashiv said you should deal with it as a liquid, so you shouldn't say a bracha achrona unless you have a revius in the zman of Kedachilus Pras, the quickest, the shortest month. Then you have multiple arguments to say that you make a bracha achrona. Could be considered a reichel. It's a kezayis. Even if it's a mashka, you had a revius. But what's the shir for bracha achrona? We saw, what's the zman for bracha achrona on liquids? Machloikas, is it totally in Kedachilus Revius or Kedachilus Pras? So if I have a body of shir Kedachilus Pras, so I have multiple sakas argue that you can say bracha achrona on the ice cream. So I make a brand of fashas pot, not an element here. Let's say I don't have that. So I'm not saying a brand of fashas on the ice cream, so partially send al mikya on the cone in that case.
So how much time does he have to heat the ice cream in?
2 minutes. You get a revius in 2 minutes.
The same thing would be with yogurt also.
What?
Yeah, I follow revius solid.
And revius is 3 ounces, so it's not like a large amount.
Same thing would be with yogurt. Yogurt and ice cream are the same thing.
So now yogurt, so Lebanon is very thin, it pours.
Right.
Yogurt depends on the brand. like some of the American brands, Israeli brands, all pour. They're mashkapashas. But the Mahadran, I mean, it's like you take it out and you put it on the plate and it just sits there, you know, right? Yeah. Right. So it's an oichel, it's not a mashka. What? Five of pours. Yeah. Right.
Nothing.
Correct. The when it reaches the point where it pours, that's a tzedek mashka.
So the parts of it that are pouring out are mashka, and the rest of it that's
still
solid.
Yeah.
Soft ice cream is in the same category.
Yeah, it doesn't pour unless it starts to melt. Okay, right there. Fine. Hanusi. So this is the different Gemara. The Gemara says that the pass is a talpa to the Maliyah, which is a talpa to the Peres Genoiser, and if you intended the bracha on the Peres Genoiser, the Brepiyes covers the pass. There's no need to eat pass together with Peres Genoiser. So the pass is not tuffle to the Peres Genoiser. Since the pass is tuffle to the Meliach, which is tuffle to the Peres Genoiser, it's called a tuffle. Right? Which is a Taka Kiddush. He says something over here. Fine. So the Din of Chaviv, so that he comes out stark that you don't do that. Then he brings Misha Shosayah and Sarvachal as a Dabar. A mad pass, Acharov Lahafik, Kharif is a Shtiya, pass is Tafel, fine. Tisidayim, so take a look at what I said over there. If you're having a. Now, what's the sheer. If you need a lesson of Kazayas, do you have to wash a lesson of Kazayas? So it's a fascinating historical point in the Shabura. It's the one place in the Shabura where he made a Haggah. Right? So he writes over there in Kuflan Ches, so you don't have to wash the Basim of Kazayas. He says that there's a footnote where it says that after I thought about it, I realized that the Torah in Hilchos Pesach, when we wash for the Karpas, he said, take less of the Kazai. He said, you wash. It means why says you wash for less of the Kazai. So he was closer from what he said over there.
Is the only place in Mishnah Berurah where it's
not? There might be one other place in Hilchos Erevin. But. Page Mem Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom. Olam Yatur Lo Masher Kain Hagom Eisam Mechaber Ubal Ladaiti Menei Daita Harachov. It's at the bottom of the right column. Merely Pasha Shein LaHachav is a klal. Pasha Shein LaHachav says no need to wash, even by pass, because many Achronim are Mekilim. And then he says the Ma'aseh of the Torah says you do wash. So that's that. A fascinating historical piece. Yes.
I think when you eat the karpash, your kavan is on the maror. So darn them starved to shear, and that's why you're washing it.
No. Because you wash for the suda. So you don't. There'd be no need to wash for that the maror part of it, right? Because you wash later on anyway. Anyway, Bialkui says so. He says it comes up in a case where you're eating it as a tofu, which is closed anyway. So there for sure, problems because I don't have to wash. You're eating it to counterbalance, counteract the sharpness of the wine, the whiskey. But you want to eat the kachos also, fine, eat some cake, it's about to give a bracha, etc. So the Shloah says that. This whole idea not a good idea because what really is your intent? Your intent just for the counterbalance the sharp flavor. You also want the least of the lave. It's confusing. Shouldn't do that. Person has yain sarf at the end of the meal la'achil to help for digestion is not called sort of part of the suda. And you need to make a brach on it. And that's Mishabura comes up pretty clear that. that really you should make a bracha on that case. Now, I want to point out one thing. The din of roiv, so going back to the din of roiv, so the poskim of something which I don't understand, but I found that the Megillah Sefer asked the question, and he remains with the Sorokin on it. Fruit cocktail, 40%, 30% apples, make it easy. 33% apples, 33% peaches, 30% pineapples. There's no roiv. So what bracha do you make? So remember, they're all ikorin, but there's a din of roiv. The roiv is telling the ruba kukuloi. So one argument is roiv of the fruits are brapio eights. So you say brapio eights. Other argument, there's no roiv. The word is the one food is the food is a roiv. The other foods therefore like they're not there. Like ruba kukuloi, it's I'm eating all apples. That's if it's 51%. Right, but it's 35%, 33.3%. Mice, the poskim say you make a eitz. I don't understand why, because the chartz is then a tuffle to food, not to brachos.
Rebbe would say to make a
two brachos. Yeah, right. Riyashim, some of them both said you make rebbe eitz. I'm not going to say halacha lemaisa. I just don't understand. Right, but let's say in the case where Taki you had eitz adam and a shahakol. So there was something was a shahakal in there, let's say some meat, and you had some and some type of a vegetable and some type salad type of thing, and some type of fruit nuts and that's the food. The all these three things together, you make three brachos because there's no roiv. Even though it's a terubis, because they're all ikur to you, and if they're all ikur, and if one's a mashamish, it's a mashamish. If they're all ikur, you may talk to make three brachos. I it's a terubis, right? But there's no. The truva is the hechatimsa to say it becomes one food because one of them is nikva as the rive and the rest becomes as if they're part of the rive. There's no rive, so there's three foods.
Is sushi a good example of that?
Sushi is layers.
Sounds like
sushi is layer. You know, is but the mice, you eat it together. Same, but it's really layers.
So it's not a
tenuvis.
It's more like.
It's
distinct.
Right. So saying so, if I've never eaten sushi, so I what?
I don't know if there's shahako.
Saying so, if now some people, I think the ikur is the fish. Everything else there's to be mishamish the fish. You make a shahako. That's easy. And rice, even though it's mizarnas, but it doesn't have the kol sheyesh bo, right? So,
Isn't it rove? What if the rice is rove and the person wants
but
to
if,
it?
But if saying, if it's the, if the ikur is the fish, so everything else is mishamish.
What if it's just the filling? Like I'm saying with the sandwich and the filling inside, like you have like a pastry with filling inside, so you really want the pastry. You really might want
to. Again, I'm saying the scenario where the assumption is the person wants the ikur is the sushi.
When the person
right?
wants it.
Right? Yes, it's all on the person. If the person knows, but me, the ikur is the. I have no ikur. So the mice, you're eating it together. If one of them is a rive, you can bust a rive. It'll function as a teruvis. Because pashas, it'll function as a teruvis, even though it's layers.
If it's cooked together. So
if it's cooked together, for sure, it's one unit. That's easy.
Could be.
What bracha do you make on sushi? I don't know. It depends on why you're eating it.
If it's
I think most. I'm an omur scummer. I've never eaten the thing. I'm not into eating raw fish.
If it's for the sushi, then it's
ikka.
Everything else
is bimishah. It's the mamash punkapeh. The omur says that nobody eats raw fish. People eat raw meat. Nowadays, nobody eats raw meat. People eat raw fish. I don't know. It's just,
the
right fish. Yeah, I don't know.
In your case, the fish is being mishamish the rice. So you're
not
raw
fish.
So
the rice.
One thing I give the people is marketing is for now. I give them respect for their marketing.
Exactly.
You have to respect that. You know, it convinces people to take raw fish and sell it for like large amounts of money. I mean, like, come on, it's really cool. I know they once saw an article about the tuna over there in Japan, these like special types of tuna, they cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Like there was one thing, this guy sold for $100,000, he bought it to one of these chefs, one of these big hotels.
Maybe.
People are mishugging this. Yes.
If you have a ta'uva, it's, you know, beans and rice, and it's 55% more than 40%, you can't tell what's the loaf. What should you do?
It's not a dinner, what's nicker. Because the Mishnah Berurah just about a rubik of kulay.
But so, I don't know.
You don't know. So myself, you make.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe say 33, 33, 33. But most of the time, you don't know.
I mean, you can look at it. You can see. There's like three pieces of pineapple, and there's five pieces of apple, and there's. I mean, there, I mean, like, you know. In case you can't tell, you can't tell.
So then, what do you do?
So you make myself. You have to make the bracha, which works.
Can you take a sample? Take a spoonful and then count the spoonful.
No, because the sample of the car is not necessarily indicative of the
you could pick that four out
of the whole mixture.
Ruby, is it a bracha with a color if you mix the bracha on the beans and the rice? Could that be a bracha with a color?
It was cooked together. Pasha is bracha with a color. If you're eating it as a terubis,
right,
you could submit, you know, the right, yeah. Yeah, one more point about the din of rice. So that chayotim says that they're distinct pieces. You make one, you make several brachas. He's still in case it wasn't cooked together, right? But even, let's say it's cooked together. Let's say you have a beef stew. The rice have their mamish distinct pieces. It's still not. It's not. There's no. It's. I'm eating meat and I enjoy the potatoes and meat. Fine. In most cases, that's not what you want. You have coming up for the meat. You have coming up for the potatoes. Leave it chilling for a second. Right? There's no bizarreness. Right? It's a beef stew. Right? So you have pieces of meat, you have pieces of potatoes, some bay leaf, whatever, right? Water, a little bit of water. Right. How many of you ever eat beef stew? Probably not. Okay. Well, I feel like I'm like from the 1960s or something.
Pesach,
right? 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 It's basically beef stew, right? Right? So it's big pieces. So you're not eating this. It's not a unit. Even though you cooked it together, but you cook together, it fuses to death. It didn't fuse. So that's right, two brachas.
Stir fry.
Unless you have kavana to want to mashamish. If it, stir fry, it's a teruvis. I mean, they're mixed, it's little pieces, depending on what the size of the stir fry. But
right.
Usually, there's a lot of, everything is mixed, taka mixed together. You eat it together as a unit. Right?
So you can't separate the vegetable and the meat.
No, you shouldn't separate. Now, but that, let's say, what do you do in case you have big pieces of meat, big pieces of potato, and then you have cholent, so you have barley, which is mazernus. The did a kol sheishba, even when it came, not lot of when it's baked, even when it's cooked. So it's kol sheishba, right? So the chari should make a mazernus and everything. But again, if you're going to eat them separately, the way you eat them is you eat the piece of meat separate from everything else, and the potatoes, they're big pieces. So even if it cooks together, it doesn't fuse. It's not a din nikar and tofel. So you would have to make separate brachas. You'd make a bracha on the meat, on the potatoes, and on the barley.
Can we go like the high adam fiyam asukut? What to do in that first name of batala? Or we don't do that?
No, we don't do that. Okay, weiter. I guess not weiter. Okay. So really, sibbeis, we really saw over there in Kuf Samaches. One last point in Kuf Samaches I want to point out, actually, which I didn't send you to look at, is in Kuf Samaches, in Sif, Sif Yudbeis, you soak the pas in wine. So you make a mezonos and a main sholosh. So he's discussing the fact that the wine changes the pas into mezonos. How many brachas do you make? Do you make a bracha on the wine and a bracha on the mezonos? You only make a bracha on the mezonos. So that's what Mishnah Berurah deals with. Now, Mishnah Berurah Samachay. Then in brachas a yayin, in kavanoso hikar b'shvil achilas a pas, so yayin bo rat the matik achila, yayin is tofel, you make a mezonos on the pas. The same, the person soaks pas kisten b'yayin or b'yayin sorov. Person dips his donut into his coffee, right? Dinahochi. So the coffee becomes it's a tofel, right? That's the modern version of whiskey, right? I'm coming also gam b'shil shias a yayin. I'm an Einfalik. Why waste time and eat and drink separately? I can just do it all together. Right? Have my saturated cake and have liquid and salad b'basachas, right? It's an Einfalik. Nochon shivarach metzilak al ksas yan b'tnayatzim b'rei p'r gofen, and then the bracha on the pasachar, which is the mezonos. If kanos rak b'shol yayin sheboi b'pas bo rak l'matzah kashtiyah, the pas is tofel, you make a b'rei p'r gofen only. And drink a little bit. And you should also be mivarech on the pas kisnin without the coffee before you mix it together. And then you make a bracha. He suggests you make a bracha on the sugar. Remember, they used to do sugar with the coffee. We don't do that nowadays. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion, in Samach Aleph, if you want both, so I think you should separate them. Remember, Kashi Yivarach al Shneim, that's Shar Per Pas B'Yayin and Tzarich L'Varech, even though you want both of them. Because the Maisa, once you want both of them, you're eating them together, it passes the Iker. Then he brings the Magen Avraham. So really, you should just make a mezonos, because that's the ikur. But the mice, if you have it separately, then there's no shayla. That's what the Rambam says over here to do. So he's not 100% convinced what the din is over there, but that's the maisa that would come out. That theoretically, you have a case where you could have a chila and shtiyah b'yachad, and it becomes one maisa. And theoretically, there's a din of ikur and tofel, even though one is an echa, one is a mashka. Shulchan Aruch Ravin talks about a case where they would soak wine into rice, and it's something similar type of a situation. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it was fun.